4. The division of labor, a leading feature of capitalism, which can exist in highly developed form only under capitalism, provides, among other major benefits, the enormous gains from the multiplication of the amount of knowledge that enters into the productive process, and its continuing progressive increase. Just consider, each distinct occupation, each sub-occupation, has its own distinct body of knowledge. In a division of labor, capitalist society, there are as many distinct bodies of knowledge entering into the productive process as there are distinct jobs. The totality of this knowledge operates to the benefit of each individual in his capacity as a consumer when he buys the products produced by others, and much or most of it also in his capacity as a producer, insofar as his production is aided by the use of capital goods previously produced by others. Thus, a given individual may work as a carpenter, say. His specialized body of knowledge is that of carpentering, but in his capacity as a consumer, he obtains the benefit of the specialized bodies of knowledge of all the other distinct occupations throughout the economic system. The existence of such an extended body of knowledge is essential to the very existence of many products. All products that require in their production more knowledge than any one individual or small number of individuals can hold. Such products, of course, include machinery, which could simply not be produced in the absence of an extensive division of labor and the vast body of knowledge it represents. Moreover, in a division of labor capitalist society, a large proportion of the most intelligent and ambitious members of society, such as geniuses and other individuals of great ability, choose their concentrations precisely in areas that have the effect of progressively improving and increasing the volume of knowledge that is applied in production. This is the effect of such individuals concentrating on areas such as science, invention, and business.